For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. After a relatively short offseason as defending Super Bowl champions, the Patriots opened their long-awaited 2017 training camp Thursday before more than 15,000 fans overflowing from the practice field bleachers onto Gillette Stadium's ramps. For those veterans returning to New England, prior experience may have taught them to expect such support, but that didn't make this year's day one environment any less exciting.
I couldn't wait to get out here and see, you know how many people were out here for day one. It's really fun, having the support, like New England does for a training camp. I mean, this is amazing. Everyone in the rafters. I mean, I don't know how many people are here, but there were a ton. And, the fan support here is just great.
And for teammates brand new to Foxborough, the atmosphere was virtually overwhelming.
I mean, this is probably the most fans I've ever seen at a training camp practice, but it's been good. Crowd is getting into it and giving you that extra perseverance when you dragging. So it's been good. It's been fun.
Watching the Pats work through their first paces of the summer, eyes were fixed on recent additions like wide receiver Brandon Cooks and cornerback Stephon Gilmore, while the crowd's energy was fueled, per usual, by the performance of quarterback Tom Brady and reappearance of tight end Rob Gronkowski, who took the field without limitation upon return from season-ending back surgery in 2016.
I've been looking forward to it for a while now, for sure. I've been looking forward just to get back to football. I mean, I've definitely had a longer vacation than a lot of the guys, so I would say I was probably the most eager to get going, get rolling.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.